Candy Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see plenty of sunshine, high staying around 81, with a south wind at about 5 to 10. For later tonight, we'll see clear conditions and a low temperature around 60, with a southeast wind between 10 and 15. For Saturday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, high of 87, and sunny for Sunday, high of 92. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. An Emporia man is behind bars after he wrecked his vehicle in a police chase on Monday and then ran from the scene. He was not found until Wednesday. Just before 9:20 p.m. on Monday, the Lyon County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to the 300 block of Road 200 with reports of a suspicious Nissan Altima parked in the roadway. Deputies said they were able to find the vehicle traveling north in the 2000 block of Road C when the driver, Michael Chase, 36 of Emporia, failed to yield and initiated a police chase. Deputies say Chase wrecked the Altima and ran from the scene. Eventually, Chase was arrested and booked into the Lyon County Detention Center for felony flee and elude, leaving the scene of an accident and various traffic infractions. A former police officer and prosecutors officially making a run at the Attorney General's office, Chris Mann, filed his election papers on Thursday. Mann started his career as a police officer in Lawrence before going to law school. Mann is the only Democratic candidate so far. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Springtime in Kansas brings spring storms. If unfortunate weather hits your home, remember Burwell Construction and BurwellConstruction.com. For over 35 years, Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in roofing, siding, guttering, windows, and outdoor living with a new deck or patio cover. If spring gets sprung on your home this severe weather season, call Burwell Construction and always find them online at BurwellConstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A man has been sentenced for his part in a 2019 shooting that left one man dead. The Shawnee County District Attorney Mike Kage said that Christopher Lee Klesseth has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for at least 620 months or around 52 years. Klesseth was sentenced for his part in a 2019 shooting that left one man, Darden Fields, dead. The Rose Hill School District is responding to a situation that led to an Amber Alert last Friday. A boy was kidnapped from the Rose Hill District daycare by his non-custodial parents after his mother posed as a social worker. He was found safe several hours in Oklahoma. In a statement posted on Facebook on Wednesday, the district said the kidnapping was pre-planned, elaborate, and very calculated. The district went on to say that it's taking time to review its procedures with child safety as the focus and will update all families with any enhancements on its practices or procedures prior to the planned reopening of daycare on Tuesday, May 31st. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. About 400 workers at Planned Parenthood offices in five Midwestern states plan to unionize. The move comes as their employer deals with the potential loss of business in states where abortions may become illegal if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Ashley Schmidt is a training and development specialist for Nebraska and Western Iowa. She says workers at Planned Parenthood's North Central states in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota formally filed a union election with the National Labor Relations Board on Thursday. The workers plan to join SEIU Healthcare Minnesota and Iowa, an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union, which represents Planned Parenthood workers in other states. 20,172 passengers flew into or out of CNRA between January and April. That's a 24% increase from the same period last year when only 16,233 passengers used the airport. I'm Trace Tull, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Waterville Nickel Day celebration is this weekend and kicks off with a burger bash this evening. Steak burgers will serve 5 until 7 p.m. at the community center with a cruise to follow. Saturday's activities start early, says one of the organizers, Dr. Nicole Porter.
Saturday morning, we're starting out with the Lions Club is providing a pancake feed, and that will be starting at 7:30 and going to 10 o'clock. The car show, which sounds like it will be very well attended, is starting at 8. Registration starts at 8 on Kansas Avenue, and we'll be parking most of the cars along Kansas Avenue, starting kind of at the Weaver Opera House, which is where the registration will be along that street, and then all the way down to the park. Sounds like, again, it'll be well attended, so we're excited about that.
In addition, Saturday, activities will include kids' games beginning at 10 a.m., concessions with a beer garden. A parade is planned Saturday at 2:15. Hanover citywide garage sales continue this weekend. Maps are available at sale locations and local businesses. Memorial Day services Monday will include activities at Marysville, including a brief service at Spring Creek Bridge at 8 a.m., Memorial Mass at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at 9, and the annual services at Marysville City Cemetery beginning at 10 a.m., including performance by the Marshall County Community Band and Marshall County Arts Cooperative Men's Choir. Axtell Area Cemetery events Monday include St. Bridget's at 9, St. Michael's 9:30, and Rose Hill at 10. Beatty will host Memorial Day services at 9:45 at the Catholic Cemetery, then at 10 at Union Cemetery. 9 a.m. service planned Monday at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Blue Rapids has a 9 a.m. service at Fairmont, 9:30 at Prospect Hill, and 10 a.m. at Greenwood. Frankfort Memorial Day service at 10, followed by a prayer service at Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery, then at 11:15 at Antioch with a prayer service at Barrett. Summerfield Cemetery Memorial Day service at 9:30, Mission Creek at 10:30. Service at St. Joseph's Cemetery Lillis begins at 10 a.m. Vermilion will conduct a Memorial Day service at 9 at Salem Lutheran near Axtell and 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery with the Memorial Day picnic to follow at City Park. Waterville Riverside Cemetery will host Memorial Day service at 10:30 a.m. At Hanover, activities Monday begin at 8 a.m. at the River Bridge west of town. Then Spence Cemetery, Hollenberg, State Line, Prawl, Trinity Lutheran, Hermansburg, St. John's Catholic, and Hanover City Cemetery. Other activities Monday are planned in Washington County at the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at 8:10, St. John's Lutheran, Palmer, Pete's Creek, St. Paul's Lutheran, Emmanuel Lutheran, Lynn City Cemetery, Zion Lutheran, and the Greenleaf City Cemetery at 10:30. Memorial Day service Sunday in Barnes at the Maplewood Cemetery at 2, and also Sunday at the Steel City Cemetery at 2, and the Joy Creek Cemetery southwest of Hollenberg, then at 3:15. River Valley Extension District will talk about the life cycle and best methods for control of bagworms. The meeting Tuesday evening, May 31st at 7 p.m. in the basement meeting room at the FNB Bank in Washington. RSVPs requested. Contact the Washington County Extension Office at 785-325-2121 or Agent Kelsey Hattisall at khattisall@ksu.edu. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef tips with rice, Capri blend, and cherries. Closed Monday. Tuesday's menu is a pork tender, mashed potatoes, green beans, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout this weekend, we can expect to see an upper-level ridge of high pressure staying in place across the region, giving us plenty of sunshine and dry conditions, and we'll see temperatures staying above average for this time of the year as well. We'll see high temperatures staying into the low 80s as we head throughout the day, with highs reaching up into the upper 80s and low 90s for both Saturday and Sunday at this time. And then looking ahead into the upcoming week, for Memorial Day on Monday, we'll see some sunshine continuing and highs staying into the low 90s. Winds will also be staying breezy out of the south. On Tuesday, we'll see a chance for some scattered showers and storms making their way across the area. High temperatures will be staying into the upper 80s. And then we'll see a cold front making its way across the region later on Tuesday night into Wednesday, cooling our temperatures back down into the 70s by the middle of the week. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Average high temperature late May, 80, record high on this date, 99. The average low, 58, and the record low, 30. Sunset this evening, 8:44, with sunrise in the morning at 6:05. Sunshine, but a chilly 46 degrees this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 27th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
From the TV mega hit Deal or No Deal comes a new show that gives everyone a chance to win. It's Deal or No Deal Live, only at Prairie Band Casino and Resort. Who'll pick the right case and beat the banker? Win your share of over $7,000 in cash and prizes every show. Don't miss Deal or No Deal Live, June 11th and 12th. Tickets at prairieband.com/shows. Must be 18 or older to attend. Prairie Band Casino.
The 31st Annual Auto Fest will be held in conjunction with Big Blue River Days in Marysville with a car show Saturday, June 4th. Entry fee, $20 per vehicle, eligible for door prizes and random cash drawings throughout the day. Games and activities downtown all day, beer garden, and live music. More details online at BigBlueBBQMarysville.com or call Bill Weichert at 402-239-2971. AutoFest Car Show in Marysville, Saturday, June 4th.
The Warriors are back, baby. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
After 2 years of uncertainty and injuries, the Golden State Warriors have put the splash back in the finals.
The call on KGMZ is the Golden State Warriors knocked off the Dallas Mavericks 120-110 to take the NBA Western Conference Finals in five games. Klay Thompson led Golden State with 32 points. Steph Curry was named the Finals MVP. The Warriors advanced to the NBA Finals against the winner of the Celtics Heat Eastern Finals. Stanley Cup, the Oilers extinguished the Flames.
McDavid created a turnover for Draisaitl inside. McDavid, his shot scores! Connor McDavid has won the Battle of Alberta for Edmonton!
On 6:30, CHED, Connor McDavid's overtime winner gave the Oilers a 5-4 victory for a 4-1 series win. They'll face the winner of the Avalanche Blues series in the Western Conference Finals. The Hurricanes are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Rangers 3-1. Carolina up 3-2 in that series. Baseball, the Red Sox dropped a 16 spot on the White Sox.
1-1 to Story. Swing at a high fly to left field. Back it goes to the warning track near the fence, and it is gone!
On WEEI, Boston cruised 16-7. The Dodgers offense went off, too, finding the end zone twice against the Diamondbacks en route to a 14-1 drubbing. Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers walked off the Guardians.
1-2, swinging a line drive! Base hit into center! Tigers win! Scope scores! They pour out of the dugout, and Miguel with the strut as he crosses first.
On WXYT, 4-3, the final in Detroit. And the lowly Reds jumped all over the lowly Cubs in a 20-5 shellacking. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
State track competition underway this weekend at Wichita. Marysville American Legion baseball team opens play Sunday, hosting Silver Lake in a doubleheader at Feldhausen Field, with games at 3 and 5 p.m. Tuesday, Post 163 will host Wymore at 8, then travel to Seneca Wednesday with games at 6 and 8. The Marysville Junior Legion team will host Wymore Tuesday evening at 5:30 to open the season.
Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance wishes the Centralia track team good luck at state. From Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks and storage units, no job too big or small. Eisenbarth Plumbing is ready to cheer on the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. The fans know these amazing athletes are turning motivation into dedication, and that's how the boys and girls will defeat the competition. Good luck at state. From Eisenbarth Plumbing in Seneca, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told senators yesterday the Justice Department did not consult USDA before taking sides in a lawsuit involving Roundup, and Vilsack affirmed it's critical for maintaining U.S. crop production and addressing climate change. Vilsack also resisted an appeal to encourage more landowners to take acreage out of the Conservation Reserve Program to address global crop needs. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger recently advised the U.S. Supreme Court to deny a Monsanto position seeking review of an appeals court decision that upheld a $25 million verdict against the company for failing to adequately warn about the health risks of Roundup exposure. Now, asked by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa whether USDA was consulted before Preloger's filing, Vilsack replied, "We weren't." He insisted USDA has been very clear with EPA in the conversations about the crop protection tools. They have to follow the science, whatever the science says, should follow. USDA also announced earlier on Thursday that landowners with contracts expiring September 30th could take the land out of the program early in order to prepare it for planting, but Vilsack is clearly wary of going beyond that. He said most CRP land isn't that productive anyway, and that USDA has to consider both the current food crisis and long-term food security issues due to climate change. CRP has been a central figure of the administration's strategy for using ag land to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Vilsack said farmers can be trusted in their decisions about whether to keep land in the program, he said. Committee member John Hoven of North Dakota and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota separately pushed Vilsack to consider making payments to growers to offset the reduction in crop insurance coverage facing farmers who seed crops after the final planting date. That date was Wednesday for planting corn in most of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Friday to you. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, when you drive by on the road, you look out at this wheat field of mine, you think maybe there's 50, 60 bushel wheat out there. Of course, you're driving 50 to 60 miles an hour, too. I got to tell you, friends, it's not there. You got to walk out there, it's thinner than a whistle in some spots. Now, this is wheat after soybeans. And I got to tell you, it'll knock it for a loop with it when you do that. And I sometimes wonder if it's worth it. Depending upon the crop year, I'll guarantee you there's some years it's not. And this may be one of them because my soybean crop wasn't that great. This crop here, if it'll make what the wheat tour says, I'll be a happy camper. Now, here's this what happened on the wheat tour. They started out 50 people from Manhattan, Kansas, and went west all the way to Colby. Then they turned south, and then they came east. Boy, they saw some tough wheat out west, no doubt about that. Some of the stuff they said was about the same height as these weeds here, probably too short to cut. But they started out up north. They got up into the 35, 38 bushel yields the first day or so. Went down south, and it was even worse. Come this direction east into Wichita, Kansas area, and then north towards Manhattan. They saw some 80 bushel wheat. I wish it was mine. But anyway, at this price, friends, it's quite a deal if you can raise some pretty good crops. 39.7 is the average number that they came up with. Total bushels in the state of Kansas will be somewhere around, according to the wheat tour, 261 million bushels. USDA has pegged Kansas at 271, 10 million bushels more. They may have to send some more people out here to take a look. In any event, folks, it's starting to turn. A couple of weeks from now, folks, we'll want the grease guns out.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Clever gardeners are finding all kinds of ways to recycle newspaper. All about putting old news to good use on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 27th, the 147th day of the year. Chef Jamie Oliver was born on this day, and the Golden Gate Bridge turns 85 years old. Opening ceremonies were on this day in 1937. Recycling that daily newspaper is a habit for most of us, but you can also put it to good use in the garden. Wrapping strips of wet newspaper around seedling stems will protect them from cutworms. Need to make a splint for broken stems? Again, wet newspaper strips do the job nicely. And newspaper can be used for weed control. Lay several layers around the plants and between the rows, water to keep it from blowing away, then cover with a thin layer of mulch. Just about all newspapers these days use soy-based ink, so there's little worry about harmful chemicals. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Sunshine, but a chilly 46 degrees start. As highs warm to around 80 today, then around 90 on through the Memorial Day weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kickoff for the 2022-23 K-State football season is less than 100 days away. The Jayhawks start their season a day prior than K-State, and fans now know when and where they can watch each team's first three games. Big 12 partners ESPN and Fox release their early season selections on Thursday. K-State will open the season with three straight home games, 6 p.m. September 3rd versus South Dakota. That'll be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network, 11 a.m. September 10th versus Missouri on ESPN2, and 2 p.m. September 17th versus Tulane. That game will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network. The Jayhawks will open their season with a Friday night home opener, 7 o'clock September 2nd versus Tennessee Tech. That'll be broadcast on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network. Then they'll travel to West Virginia for a 5 p.m. game September 10th, followed by a trip to play Houston 3 p.m. September 17th. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
State track competition underway this weekend at Wichita. Marysville American Legion baseball team opens play Sunday, hosting Silver Lake in a doubleheader at Phil Dowson Field, with games at 3 and 5 p.m. Tuesday, Post 163 will host Wymore at 8, then travel to Seneca Wednesday with games at 6 and 8. The Marysville Junior Legion team will host Wymore Tuesday evening at 5:30 to open the season.
C&K Services wishes all the athletes on the Sabetha High School track team good luck at the upcoming track meet. We know these boys and girls will race, jump, and throw their way to victory. Let's go, Blue Jays, from your friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha. Proud to support the local athletes. Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central Thunder track team. Good luck, boys and girls, at the state track meet. From Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
KNDY.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes.
Get carried away.
midnight Cinderella. But don't you worry none, 'cause I'm Peter, Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. Yes, your Prince Charming wasn't after all, 'cause he sure seemed different right after the ball. I guess more than horses are turning into rats. And by the way he's walking, I can guess where your slipper's at. It's midnight Cinderella, time that you should know. There's gonna be some changes in the way this story goes. It's midnight Cinderella, but don't you worry none, 'cause I'm Peter, Peter, the pumpkin eater, and the party's just begun. Gonna help you get over being under that spell. You're gonna learn to love midnight inside this pumpkin shell. I got a few new magic tricks you got mother can't do, and I'll show you what it means to bip, 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 bobbity,